school cafeterias are notorious for dishing up some meals that cause kids to groan or even pack a bagged lunch to avoid the day's entree. But one lunch menu item in Milwaukee Public Schools has been adored for generations, even though it might sound suspect. The dish? Mock chicken leg. WUWM education reporter Rachel Morello took it upon herself to investigate this mystery meat.
Let's begin with the number one question on my mind. What exactly is mock chicken leg?
So mock chicken leg is literally a breaded piece of ground meat that is in the shape of a chicken leg.
Shauna Potter-Warren is an MPS grad and remembers the dish fondly. Her description might sound strange, but she's right. Mock chicken leg is basically pork, or in some cases veal or other meats, ground up, molded to resemble a drumstick, breaded, and fried. It kind of looks like the original McNugget, but bigger. The recipe has roots in the Great Depression, when cooks looked for cheaper alternatives to chicken.
I could understand if you've never seen it, you might be like, what is that? But it kind of looks like a breaded meatloaf.
Shauna studied in MPS 20 years ago. But when she looks back on her school days, she still smiles when she thinks about her favorite hot lunch.
I love the taste and the texture of the mock chicken part itself. I can remember being in the cafeteria in fifth grade. I can remember what it looked like, what it felt like, what it sounded like. Growing up, it was just one of my favorite lunches.
Shauna's not alone in her fond memories. Google MPS mock chicken leg. You'll be shocked at how many hits you get. This entree is more than just an MPS staple. It's also an MPS favorite. So much so that it's inspired recreations, like the mock chicken leg pizza that's on the menu at Bounce Milwaukee, an indoor trampoline park.
So it's a creamy white sauce with garlic, chives, tater tots, and then you can see the beautiful diced mock chicken leg on there.
Bounce started serving the pizza this month. Husband and wife duo Ryan and Becky Cooper Clancy, who run Bounce, say it's been a big hit. Their culinary creation is an homage to Ryan's love for his former district. He used to teach in MPS.
I mean, I thought I was a fairly good teacher as far as teachers go. There was nothing I could do to compete with the admiration and awe inspired by Mock Chicken Leg Day. Teachers like it, kids like it. It's almost universally admired, except for people that, you know, are watching their sodium or have a basic understanding of health.
As we watch the Bounce kitchen staff assemble a mock chicken leg pizza, Ryan fills me in.
In my research, I guess there are a few other districts around the country. But as far as I know, within Wisconsin and certainly Milwaukee, I think MPS is really the only one that has it. So it's kind of a badge of pride for MPS grads and staff.
I grew up in upstate New York, so we did not have mock chicken leg. I think I'll try it today and we'll see how it goes.
Are you going to try it with me?
I'll try it with you.
Oh my gosh, this is going to be... Okay, I'm glad I'm not alone.
Before Becky and I take the plunge, Ryan warns us. The mock chicken leg will taste like...
joy and sodium.
Two things I'm familiar with. Okay.
Sorry about that. No, it's okay. Ooh, why, thank you. Okay, here we go. It's very much like chicken patty. Saltier. It's not bad.
Mm. Yeah, I don't hate it.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Yeah, this is pretty good, you guys.
For Ryan, the dish is all about nostalgia.
For older people, like myself, it tastes like childhood, and it tastes like, you know, a really positive experience that I had in MPS.
And Becky thinks she knows why people are so crazy about mock chicken leg.
It becomes sort of a cult thing. There is this sort of like, this is our thing, and it makes it well-loved for that reason.
By the way, you can find recipes to make your own mock chicken leg online. We've picked a few to share on our website. Rachel Morello, 89.7, WUWM.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried, a cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and a radio. Whoa.